in my vocabulary. This has to do with the apostolate. Number 6. The most noble apostolic work we can do is to anticipate our death and unite ourselves daily, more than once daily, with Christ's death on the cross and offering ourselves on our cross. Let me repeat, and offering ourselves on our cross day after day for the salvation of souls. Shortly after my ordination, I came to teach one semester at the university where I am now located. There was a young Jesuit priest. He had just written a book. His name was Father Eaton. I'll never forget. I don't think he was 40 years old when he died. Well, he wrote one book, and the title of the book was The Apostolate of Suffering. The Apostolate of Suffering. More souls are saved by suffering than by all the preaching and writing in the world. That's number 6. Our death by anticipation is meant to be part of our apostolate. It will be finally, well, the separation of body and soul. But in this number 6, we are identifying our sufferings with those of Christ. I hope I'll be clear. May I ask? Did Christ's death on Calvary, did his death redeem the world? Did it? Okay. Well then, seems to me you've got nothing more to do. There are two ways of being redeemed. In theological language, we call the first objective redemption, actual redemption. What does that mean? Christ, by his death on the cross, then multiply the verbs. By Christ's death on the cross, he merited, that's the most accurate word, he merited our redemption. He won the graces we need for our redemption. He gained, past tense, our redemption. He obtained our redemption. That's Christ's death. But will we be saved in spite of ourselves? No. We've got to cooperate with the graces that Christ merited. All past tense. Won, gained, obtained. So how do we obtain those graces? By our dying daily. That's Christ's language, remember? Those who follow me must take up their daily cross. And the daily doesn't mean just once in 24 hours. Never in my wildest dreams did I expect what the Lord sent me. Am I now? I can't believe it. There must be some mistake in the calendar. 54 years in the Society of Jesus. when I had my Golden Jubilee, the Prevention of Maryland asked me, John, do you have any comments about your 50 years in the Society of Jesus? So I told him, yes. I cannot imagine 50 happier years that he knows me. What do you mean? What do you mean? Here's what I mean. They were the 50 happiest years I can imagine. But the secret is, you must love the cross. Does that make sense? You must love the cross. Die daily. All right. Our body will die only once. But that's what we're talking about. That we die daily. And I repeat, not just at 2:15 every afternoon. That's number 6. There is no more effective way is not known to angels and men. No more effective way of winning souls, of saving them from hell and for heaven, than by uniting our sufferings and our anticipated death with Christ's death on the cross for those whom He redeemed indeed, but mysteriously, how we can cooperate with Him in His redemption. Number 7. You might say, Father, I think 6 is about enough. I've got 3 more. Seven. By actually looking forward to death. Say that again. How can we profit from our death, which is inevitable and will come only once? By actually looking forward to death, comma, when God calls us, comma, as a door to eternity. Don't we have an invocation to Our Lady, the Yanawacheli? The gate of heaven. Or the door of heaven. Gate is a bigger door, and it's usually on the outside. That's what death should mean to us. Looking forward to it. Now, we're all human beings. We're scared. But, so what? A lot of wonderful things that we know either will occur or that we undertake that we're scared of. We read St. Paul, remember how he said he wants to be dissolved and be with Christ. But he figured, I better stay here a little longer because there's people still need me. There should be a real, and I call it anticipation of death. Number 7. Now you don't anticipate something that you dread. You don't want to have happen. No. Number 8. By daily paying the willing price for gaining heaven and the vision of God. By daily paying the willing price for gaining heaven and the vision of God. What's the price? The surrender of our wills. When Christ comes to call us, we'll still have a free will, but He will have no choice, no option. When He calls, we go. Now the beauty is that we can sacrifice this will of ours many times before by paying the price. of surrendering our will to the will of God. And God is constantly providing us with opportunities for surrendering our wills. And He usually uses other people who are the agents who demand the price. So, sacrifice, self-will. Finally, how can we profit from the certain death that awaits all of us? By daily making, the willing oblation of our lives out of love. Oblation means total sacrifice. The oblation of the dearest earthly possession that we have. Giving it to whom? Back to the God from whom we received it. And isn't it wonderful? You've got a free will to make that oblation. We therefore offer Him a most pleasing holocaust and do this out of love. Don't wait until 2 minutes before you're dying. You'd be so scared, maybe. Well, you're calm and collected. This is the last, and during life can be the constant expression of our love for God. If we could get copies of these made, it's a prayer that some of you may have seen it. It's called Daily Acceptance of Death, which has an imprimatur, no less, from the Archbishop, Cardinal Archbishop of Chicago. Here's how it reads. If you get copies of this into your hands. Most Sacred Heart of Jesus, I accept death from your hands. Not quite. Most Sacred Heart of Jesus, I accept from your hands whatever kind of death it may please you to send me today, in the morning, or tonight, in the evening, with all its pains, penalties, and sorrows, in reparation for my sins, for the souls in purgatory, for the conversion of sinners, for all those who will die today or tonight, and for your greater glory. Amen. Through no merit of mine, I cannot remember the years, 25, 30 years. I've been saying this twice every day, first thing in the morning and the last thing at night. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit. Amen. Shall we close? Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women, and blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus. Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen. O Mary, conceived without sin. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit. Amen.